No, that you heard. Okay. Good morning, everyone. I thank you for that wonderful introduction. Most of you know that I am a writer, that I came to North Carolina to write, and after a few false starts, I started doing satirical literature as well as everything else I've been writing. And at Christmas time, everybody asks me for my poem that's a takeoff on the night before Christmas. So with your indulgence, I'd like to share that with you now before I start my regular speech. 'Twas the night before Christmas. She started to primp and hoped her stilettos would not make her limp. Her girdle hung over the shower rod drying. She prayed she could wear it without gasping or crying. She put on her face and she blow-dried her hair, plucked her eyebrows and mascaraed with care. She powdered and perfumed and lipsticked and brushed and hairsprayed and teased and rollered and brushed. Tonight she was hunting for Santa himself. She wasn't settling for any old elf. She'd had it with guys who turned out to be duds. This time around, she was looking for studs. The six packs she wanted weren't Budweiser Light. She wanted a fella who lasted all night. On Comet, on Cupid, Viagra, Cialis. She wanted a Texan, a muscle from Dallas. On Donner and Rudolph, on Dancer and Blitzen. If they got it on, she'd make sure that he fits in. She teetered on heels that were 6 inches high and went to the party all ready to fly. She studied the men as they came through the door, rejecting each one because she wanted more. They were either too bald or too fat or too old. She wasn't looking for fools or their gold. Suddenly out in the night came a roar, and the man of her dreams stood there in the door. He was tall. He was built. He was cute and alone. She let out a sigh that was more like a moan. The guy saw her drooling and headed her way. "I saw you staring," he started to say. She batted her eyes, and he said, "My name's Charlie. Would you like to ride on the back of my Harley?" As they went out the door, she waved to the group, jumped on the Harley, and let out a whoop. As he revved up the engine and drove out of sight, she yelled, "Merry Christmas! Hot dang, what a night!" I get more requests for that than anything else I think I've ever written. But I'd really like to talk to you about the Christmas spirit. Everyone is always talking about having the Christmas spirit. But what is it we really mean? Is it to feel more close to the Holy Spirit at this time? Is it that we are possessed by the spirit of merchandising? Or do we need heavier spirits to get through the holiday season, like Jack Daniels on ice? What is it about the holiday season that we place so much importance on the gifts and not on the spirit of the season? We go into a frenzy the day after Thanksgiving, and we don't recover until the day after Christmas. Finding the perfect gift for everyone in the family, wrapping, distributing, getting cards out, making the Christmas dinner, until we are so tired of Christmas that we have no spirit left. We give gifts to commemorate the gifts the three wise men gave the baby Jesus. They gave their gifts in the spirit of love and worship. Why do we give gifts? Because every ad on television tells us we have to. Whatever happened to those wonderful homemade gifts that we used to love to make and give? I had a dear aunt who used to knit me mittens every year. And they were so warm and they were so comfortable. And I just looked forward to that. That was the best gift she could have gotten me. And she loved chocolate. So every year, I made her a gift of fudge. And she hoarded that fudge. She cut off a little tiny square at a time. And she'd suck on it until it was all gone. And it's funny, but that fudge never lasted past New Year's. But it was a gift that she remembered all year round. That was more than any store-bought gift that I could have given her. That is the spirit of Christmas. Giving from our heart and not our credit card. Anyone can go into a Lowe's or a Walmart and find a gift. And have you noticed that the gifts must be bigger every year and much more expensive? We're still paying them off in July. What about making a gift that's truly appreciated? I have a friend who's really good at making apple butter, and every year she makes me a big jar of apple butter for Christmas. And we look forward to that. We have it probably 3 months out of the year. And then we start wishing that the apples would grow again so she could make us some more. But I loved that much more than if she had gone to Belk's and bought me a bottle of perfume. Because it's something that we can share and enjoy. And it came from her heart. My parents didn't have a lot of money when we were growing up, so we got one gift. And then the rest of the time, we spent time with my parents. We'd go out, we'd look at the Christmas lights, and it morphed into something a little bit more than that. What we decided to do was take a day and make it special. And the kids could choose whatever we wanted to do, whether it was going ice skating or whether it was going to a movie or going camping or taking a long ride. But it became a Christmas habit that the time we spent with our parents was so much more valuable than a toy that would break in a couple of weeks. And if you give your child the gift of time and you let the child see how you want to spend it as a family, those memories are going to be so much more important as the child grows up and starts having his or her own family. Because the traditions you make when the child is young, that child will carry through for their own families. So pick something that really means something to the children, because that's really the spirit of Christmas, making it special for the children. I've been known to cook a complete meal for a neighbor that was a shut-in. I've been known to give the gift of time. Does somebody need a ride to the doctor? Make a little coupon book up. An hour here, an hour there, maybe an hour of babysitting so she can get to the grocery store. A ride to the doctor for someone who's having cataract surgery and can't drive. Things like that are such meaningful gifts. And it doesn't cost anything to give from your heart. And you won't have to pay it off for the next 6 months. I believe that Christmas is a time to reflect on the gift God gave us all, His Son. It was the most precious gift that He could give us, and it was from His heart. His gift is a reminder that love is the greatest gift of all, and it doesn't cost anything. This Christmas, give the gift of love. Share a story. Make something from your loving hands. Tell someone you forgive him or her. Offer a hug. These are gifts that will long be remembered. Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Do you have a neighbor that needs help? An offer of babysitting or elder care is a beautiful gift. Give a gift of your time. We get so caught up in the idea of buying gifts that we forget the true meaning of a gift. Kids today want every single electronic thing that's on display. But giving that kind of gift can't nearly equal the gift of your time. Time spent listening to them, playing with them, baking cookies with them. You say, yes, but they'll be disappointed if they don't get everything that's on their Christmas list. Let them choose one gift from the electronics, and then choose how they want to spend a day with you doing whatever they want. They will remember that day much longer than they will their other gifts. The spirit of Christmas is a feeling of joy. Not so much about the gifts, but about the love you share with your family and friends. this reflects the love that God felt when he gave us his son. So let go of the frenzied work of getting ready for Christmas and think about what Christmas is supposed to be. It's a birthday. It's a celebration of life, a joy of welcoming a child into the world. The Christmas tree, the gift giving, the office party, they're all secondary to the reason for the season. And when we celebrate this one day out of the year, instead of thinking about how much our gifts are going to cost, remember that Jesus was born in a manger, a stall for animals. The gifts he received were the greatest gifts in the world. They were the greatest gifts the wise men could think of. But they weren't electronic gadgets or fancy clothes. He lived a modest life. He was a teacher, a carpenter, wearing simple robes. He would be astounded by the frenetic passion people today go through to celebrate his birthday. He wouldn't recognize a Christmas tree or electric lights shining all over the house or Santa Claus or flying reindeer. He might say, "Follow me. Follow my teachings. Focus on love. The amount of money you spend does not necessarily equal the love that you feel for someone. Let the spirit of Christmas come from your heart to those that you hold near and dear. Love is what binds us together. Let our gifts come from our heart instead of our wallets, and you will feel the true meaning of Christmas. A child is born. He is a gift from God. What is the most precious gift we can give each other? Love. Take this feeling of love with you this day as you make your Christmas preparations and as you get ready to celebrate Christ's birth. Share that love with others. This is the true meaning of Christmas. I wish each and every one of you love and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.